T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jill Schlesinger is with us this morning from Jill on Money and JillOnMoney.com. And it's really interesting, Jill, the outlook that many of us have as we come out of this pandemic about jobs and careers and the work-life balance. And it seems, you know, for a lot of people, life wins. Yeah.
You'd hope after what we've just all gone through. It's been fascinating. We had a new CBS News YouGov poll. 69% of Americans are optimistic about their personal finances, which is amazing considering where we were, you know, 15 months ago, even a year ago, 6 months ago, frankly. And I think that what's happening for a lot of folks is a rethinking of their own situations. And you have this amazing moment in time where not only are we thinking about this differently because we've gone through this, you know, once in a generation pandemic, but also because we have opportunities, because there are employers out there that are offering things like flexible work. There are organizations who say, hey, you don't want to go back to 5 days a week. You don't want to commute. You don't want to deal with traffic. Well, come work for us. We'll do this. And so all of a sudden, people are really reordering and reprioritizing their work and how it is going to feed them and their families in the future.
The economy has fewer jobs than a couple of years ago, but more job openings. How is something like that, how does it happen in the first place, and how long can something like that actually be sustained?
You know, I've been talking to economists, one in particular who I interviewed for the podcast over the weekend. Her name is Diane Swonk of Grant Thornton. And she described it as this very strange moment where, you know, essentially, you know, you have this incredible chokehold, right? You have, let's just look at leisure and hospitality, right? You know, you have a chokehold. Everybody gets laid off. Everyone gets furloughed. And then a big group of people who are attached to their jobs, they do want to work at the place where they were working. They come back almost immediately. So a lot of those jobs are recouped. But the other folks who, what she describes, and this is an economist, are marginally attached. It kind of means like, I've been working at this place, but I hate this job. Those are the people that it's hard to bring back. And those are the people that are looking in other areas. So they're saying, hey, I had a job at a restaurant. I'm going to make it up, $11 an hour, right? And I had very weird schedules. I had always, you know, had to worry about benefits, getting them from somewhere else. And I don't have a 401k. And then all of a sudden you hear that Amazon is opening a big warehouse and they're paying $16 an hour with a regular schedule. It's not a great job, but it's dependable, you know, and there is a consistency to it. There's health benefits, there's a retirement plan. And all of a sudden, a lot of the people who were marginally attached are now moving out. So there is a lot of flux in the labor market. And the way I understand it is we're going to have a lot more information in the next 90 to 180 days. The second half of this year is going to be really interesting. But one thing is clear, gang. Workers have more power right now in the labor market than they have had since the late 1990s.
Yeah, that's for sure. Have you heard of some companies, Jill, that are actually talking about cutting pay if workers choose to work remotely?
I have heard that there are threats. Okay, so there are a lot of threats out there. I've heard it a lot from people I know who work in financial services, for example, at big banks. And they say, hey, you don't like your job? You don't want to come in? Then forget it. I'll move your job over to you know, some remote area that's not New York City. I don't have to pay your that high-priced wage. But what we haven't seen is that threat carried out. So I'm interested to see. What I do know is that millennials, especially, remember, millennials make up the largest portion of the workforce right now. Millennials are polling in ways that are so fascinating. They are saying, I'm looking for a job, I want flexibility. And if, you know, if a third of millennials say they're ready to start looking for a new job and they want to do something else and they want more flexibility, and these older, stodgier companies are saying, well, it's, you know, forget you, then I will be, you know, happy to drop your pay or move your job elsewhere. Let's see what happens if that occurs on both sides, right? We don't know. What I think is very important, because I have to put my financial planning hat on, before you move and start looking and quitting and, you know, giving your boss the heave-ho, be clear that this is a labor market that is in flux. And I'd be very worried about people who are like, yeah, I'm going to work remotely for this blankety-blank company. And a year from now, that company says, oh, you know what? We don't want to do remote anymore. We're going to do something different.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes and what sort of imbalance it might create if enough people do say, yes, I'm so used to this remote work. I can do it. This is how I want to work in the future. And so many people are looking for those jobs that don't see them go in person. There's so many industries where that's simply not an option, Jill. So what do those industries now have to do to say, well, wait a second, we also want, you know, this skilled labor force to consider us, but we can't say, you know, you can stay inside and do your work at home.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of jobs that do not, you know, translate into working remotely. I mean, if you are a doctor, you have to see a patient, but maybe telehealth will bring a different aspect of that. And, you know, maybe you think hospitality, you must have somebody greeting you. I was at a restaurant over the weekend, and there was, if you wanted to sit in a certain area, they said, oh, okay, that's fine, but you have to, no wait staff will be here. You have to order remotely. Now, I kind of dig that. I mean, I love wait staff, but they always upsell me on something. So I'm like, you know, I wonder. I don't need to have the more expensive drink. I'll just have the well liquor, and so I wonder how that's going to shake out. And look, we haven't been here before, gang. We don't know. It is very difficult under the best of circumstances to forecast what happens right coming out of a recession. We've just never seen a recession like this. The closest analogy is after World War II, and we had a lot of the military folks go and use the GI Bill and then come back into the labor force. That's the closest analogy. So now I'm like, okay, 1950 is my base year, baseline year? I don't know. And so I think that's why I think it's important for people to be considered in their options.
All right. Really interesting. Jill, have a good week.
You too.
Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money, jillonmoney.com. Weekends here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.